attorney's fees are actually quite important. They're not super exciting. They're not vessel recovery. It's not interviewing a sitting federal judge who can give you lots of insider tips on how to please her and her colleagues on the bench. But they are extremely important. And many years ago, when I was a much younger attorney, I attended a presentation by Judge Ellison here in the Southern District of Texas. And it was about legal writing and about making your case. And Judge Ellison said something, and I'm going to paraphrase him, because it's been over a decade since I heard this presentation. But I'm going to paraphrase it because I believe it to be true. And what he said was essentially this. You can tell the quality of a chef not by how they make their fanciest dish on the menu, but by how they make eggs. The skills, the inherent skills that go with being a great chef, come with the simplest of tasks. And Judge Ellison made an analogy to the practice of law. And what he said was, you can tell who a great trial lawyer is by how they try a car wreck case. The simplest case that you could have. A simple breach of contract case as well. And it's the little things that matter. An attorney's fees can be a very big thing. But it's the little things, the little nuts and bolts, where if you get it right every time, you've established yourself as a great chef. So with Judge Ellison's wisdom in mind, let's turn to the paper real quick. Now, I do not have a PowerPoint presentation. there are going to be some case citations that I feel are of interest to you, the viewer and the reader, that Hannah is going to put up at the appropriate time in the comments section of our Zoom session here. But if we start with the simple premise that comes from the great warrior poet, Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. He actually said that. And it's true. Everybody has a plan until they encounter some form of adversity. And in the law, especially when you're writing a contract, that plan is usually to figure out how you can get somebody else to pay your bills. How can you get somebody else to assume your liabilities, pay for your legal fees, or if you get into a dispute with that person or that business, how can you get them to pay for you suing them if you win? That's what this is about. So the paper talks about reporter questions. Now, my first job out of law school, I did a lot of investigation of personal injury claims, pre-suit Jones Act claims. And when I started doing it when I was a summer intern, when I was a clerk. And I asked my bosses, well, what do I ask these guys? I don't know. I mean, what do you do? And they said, ask them the reporter questions. Who, what, when, where, why, and how? Those six questions, if you ask them, and those of y'all who are experienced at taking depositions and trying cases know, you ask those, most of your questions deal with that, unless they're a hard leading question. If you want to get a witness to talk, ask them one of those six questions, and the witness will likely give you some sort of a narrative response that will help you one way or the other. So legal scholarship is kind of the same way. There's different types of papers, different types of presentations you can see. There's why and where. You see that a lot with academics and scholarly law journals, law review articles. I give you two examples of those in footnote 3 of the paper, one by Ken Ongerond and one by Professor Robertson on this subject and on contracts generally. There's also the who and the what. And those are more of case notes, what you would see from a law student analyzing or breaking down one particular case. This presentation and the paper talk about the when and the how. The when and the how. Now, on the first point, the when. when can you get attorney's fees in a maritime contract? The second point, the how. Once you decide you want attorney's fees, how do you get them? What do you have to do? What's the procedure? What's the basic requirements, the evidentiary requirements that you have to put forward? So that's what we're going to talk about in the time that we have here today. Excuse me.